现在比较，今天比较时间比较那什么，特别。
Brother Paul just told me I can use as much time as I want, so it's very dangerous.
Okay.
I tend to speak a lot. Good morning.
大家早。
It's good to be back here.
很高兴能够回到这里。
I want to start by asking you guys, how many sermons or messages do we listen to every year?
每年我们听多少个信息呢？
Think about it. Every Sunday, so like 52 Sundays ish.
就是每周我们都听信息，每年有52个周日。
And then maybe like special meetings here and there, so 52, maybe 60 or even 70.
或许有其他特会，大概六七十个吧。
And then if you're like one of those like really good Christians, you listen to online sermons, so let's bump it up to maybe about 100.
如果你是一个特别好的一个基督徒，你大概会网上听信息，大概会一年听100个信息。
Right, so average we go from 50 to about 100 sermons a year. That sounds about right?
每年我们听50到100个信息。
Now let me ask you another question.
我问大家另外一个问题。
How much of those sermons do you remember?
你记得多少个你听过的信息呢？
Actually, how much of last week's sermon do we remember?
你上周的信息你还记得吗？记得多少？
I don't know, I wasn't here, but this is more like for you guys.
我不在这里，大概你们自己醒察一下。
You know, when I ask my small group members, how much of my message do they remember?
我在问大家其他人的时候，我所讲的你们记得多少
？We're talking about not like a month later, but I asked him like the Sunday school after that Sunday.
我问我聚会的地方，就是说，就是下一个主日学的时候，上一个主日时候所讲的。
Most of them giving us like a blank stare.
每个人脸上都是看起来空白一样。
You know, when I see that, I feel kind of upset.
我听到我自己觉得很伤心呢。
Because deep in my mind, I'm like, do you know how much time I spent preparing for a message only for you to forget?
那我，你记得，你知道我花多少时间啊？这个准备这个信息吗？这你听了就忘了。
But then when I ask myself the same question, what did the speaker last week say? I have the same blank stare.
那我也同样的问题，如果有几个讲员问我的话，我大概也是同样的一脸愁空白的样子。
Maybe I'm getting old.
大概我老了。
Maybe I just wasn't paying enough attention.
也许我不太注意听。
But the question is, of the 50 to 100 sermons that we listen to every year, how much have those impacted us?
那这五十到一百个信息，我每年都这么听。多少对我有影响力呢？
How much of those sermons have really dug in and changed the way we think, changed the way we live our lives?
实在有一些真是摸着我们的心，让我们改变，让我们生活的方式也有转变。
So today's message is I'm going to cover from Ephesians chapter one, I mean chapter three.
我今天我要讲的是以弗所书第三章那里的经文。
But before we get to our section, Ephesians chapter 1 to 3, Apostle Paul went through three chapters full describing everything that God has done.
那这在讲我们这段所要分享的之前，保罗在以弗所书第一章到第三章之间讲了很多很多神所行的那奇妙的作为。
Paul is perhaps the best preacher that ever walked this earth.
保罗可能是在世上这个最棒的传道人。
He has taught many things and opened up revelations and he can say things that none of us can ever imagine.
他讲了很多很多事情，把人的灵开启。他所讲的东西，可能我们没有一个在世上的人可以像他讲那么好的。
But before he goes on telling us what we're supposed to do,
在他讲我们该做什么之前
，he stops to pray.
他开始祷告。
Right? He spent the first half of this letter describing the amazing things God has done.
前面这个书信的一部分在讲神所奇妙的作为。
And then the second half, he will go on to describe what are we supposed to do.
但是后面一部分在讲我们应该做什么。
In between the first half and the second half, Paul stops to pray.
在前半部分和后半部之间，保罗开始在他书信中祷告。
Why would he do that?
他为什么这么做呢？
He stops to pray in order that all this information.
他开始祷告，因为他给我们这么多的信息里面。
Information can go from the head into the heart.
他让这个信息从我们的头脑里面进到我们的心里面。
Right, we listen to all these sermons, which is absolutely important.
我们听这些这么多的信息是很重要的。
But then again, how many of them have really impacted us?
这真是，但是呢，这些信息真正影响我们有多少呢？
Right, Paul's goal is not to give us information, right?
保罗目的不是把一些信息给我们而已。
Right, a lot of times after a message or after a retreat, we ask each other, what did the speaker say?
当我们一个信息之后，或者一个特别聚会以后，这个讲员说了什么，我们彼此相问。
And then our best response is,He said something really good today.
他讲得不错，我们可能会有这样的反应。
Exactly how good? I don't know.
到底有多好呢？我没法讲清楚。
So Paul's goal is not information, but it's transformation.
他这里面不是让给我们信息，而是让我们有转变。
Without God doing the work of transformation, biblical knowledge will only stay as knowledge.
除非神让我们里面有转变，这些圣经的知识只是知识而已。
That's why Paul comes before the Lord in prayer.
所以保罗在这里，在主面前。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 21.
我们从第十四节，第三章的十四节到读到最后二十一节。
I will first read in English, and then my brother will read in Chinese.
弟兄先读英文，我读中文。
For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with the power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth.And to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask and think or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰富的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。因基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能够测度的，便叫神一切充满的充满你们。神照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他的教会，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。
That's our word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, how we pray that you may open up your words to us today.
父啊，我们何等愿意，这是你把你的话向我们解。
That you may open up the eyes of our hearts.
也把我们心里的眼睛打开。
Fill us with your spirit.
把你的圣灵充满在我们的里面。
So that this prayer may not just be Paul's prayer.
让这个祷告不光是保罗他自己的祷告。
That this may be our prayer.
也是我们每一个人的祷告。
Because we want to see you more.
因为我们要就是看你看见你。
Strengthen us, Lord.
加给力量给我们。
That you may receive the glory.
让你得到荣耀。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So when was the last time you prayed this kind of prayer for yourself or for somebody else?
上一次你像保罗这样的祷告是什么时候呢？是为你自己或者为别人？
Right, a lot of times we hear prayers where we pray prayers like, God, may you heal Jenny's ankle.
我们每次祷告，你会为 Jenny 的踝骨医治祷告。
May you help Timmy with his grades. He doesn't like to study.
那为帮助 Timmy 让他的成绩可以好一点，帮助他可以努力学习。
Or Jennifer is going through some marital crisis. Can you help this family?
Jennifer, 她婚姻有问题，帮助她的家庭。
My father has cancer. Pray for him, please.
我爸爸得了癌症，请你为我祷告。
I mean, I'm not saying these prayers are bad. Please do pray for this kind of prayers. But my question is, when did we come bow before the Father?
我们这样的祷告不是不好，我鼓励大家继续这样的祷告。但是我们真正的什么时候在父面前屈膝呢？
Like, got on our knees begging the Father for somebody else to be strengthened from the inside.
在我们父面前屈膝跪下来，让别人的信心能够得到坚定。
So that person may be filled with the fullness of God.
让那个人充满了神他自己。
Now let me ask you another question.
我问大家另外一个问题。
What is the value of this kind of prayer for you personally?
这样的祷告对你有何样的价值呢？
Let me imagine, okay, where, I think, are you guys looking for a youth pastor?
Yeah.
Okay, we are too, right? Okay, we're all looking for youth pastors.
我们每个人好像每个教会都在找一个那个青年，为青年的一个传道人。
A lot of times when we look for youth pastors, we look for pastors who can preach, right? Who is fun, who can run programs, who can lead the kids, who can bring the kids back to church.
我们找一个这样的年轻为年轻人的牧师，是为了他有能力把这些可以讲道，可以把这些年轻人的心能够招聚，可以来到教会里聚会。
And then if you hired this youth pastor, all your kids come, they bring their friends, because this pastor is fun, is awesome, he can really make Sunday exciting. So everybody comes.
那当他来的时候，发觉他的这些小孩子们就请他的朋友来，因为这个他讲的很有趣，大家很热闹来这里听。
But what happens when this youth pastor leaves the church, when he finds another job?
那如果他从这里离开，他找到另外一个工作怎么办呢？
Do you think all these kids, or even your friends, your cousins, your families, do you think they will continue to come?
那你觉得他们会接着留下来，在这里聚会吗？
Are we looking for somebody that can bring your family to God, or are we looking for somebody that can bring your family to themselves?
我们找一个人是让这些人来到回到神的面前，还是回到他自己的面前？
Now an opposite scenario.
那我们相反的来讲。
You find a youth pastor. He cannot preach. He's very boring. People shows up. They fall right to sleep. He's very boring, and he's not somebody you want to put on YouTube.
那如果你真找到一个这个年轻的牧师。为青年的牧师，他发觉他的讲道十分的无聊，一讲别人就开始睡觉。你这种讲道绝对不能放在 YouTube 上面。
But this person has such intimate relationship with God that every night, every day he goes home, he gets on his knees and he begs and he prays before the Father for your kids by name.
那如果这个人虽然他有没有这样的能力？但是他每天晚上回家的时候，跪下来为你们孩子每一个孩子跪下来祷告。
He prays that God can strengthen your kids, your family, so that your kids may be able to understand and taste the love of Christ.
让他们你们孩子们里面的力量刚强起来，让他们可以尝到神恩典的滋味。
And he prays in his tears, begging God so that your entire family may be rooted deeply in Christ.
他流泪为你的家人祷告，让你的全家能够在主里面能够扎好美好的根基。
So that when your kids go to college, you don't have to worry about what kind of friends they make, what kind of things they do, because they have been so thoroughly transformed by God.
那他因为神在他里面完全的改变他， 他去大学的时候，你不会为他说他没有正常的聚会，会跟一个什么样的朋友接触来忧虑。
No matter how where they go and how old they become, they will always serve and prioritize God.
无论是他在哪去哪里，无论是他在做什么，他永远把神放在首先的地位。
Brother and sister, which one of these pastors do you think we should look for?
那如果你要找，是找哪一位呢？
So Paul pours out from his heart, bows down before the Father for his church.
保罗在这里把他的心打开，他为他的教会在父面前屈膝。
I bow my knees before the Father, verse 15, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory.
因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地下的各家都是从他得名，求他按照丰富的荣耀借着他的灵。
Paul starts his prayer by saying he's bowing before the Father from whom every family in heaven on earth is named.
他在为天上地上的各家在父神面前屈膝。
Paul is reminding us who we are praying to.
他让我们提醒我们，我们在为向谁祷告。
This is the Father of all things. This is the Father who created and sustaining all things.
这位父创造了一切。
Whom everything, every family came from.
所有的事物，所有的家庭。
Remember when Jesus taught us how to pray?
当这个主耶稣教导我们如何祷告的时候。
What's the first thing that Jesus said?
他第一个说了什么呢？
Our Father in heaven.
阿爸。
Right? Our Father in heaven. Jesus and Paul here is trying to emphasize, remind us the unique relationship we have with God.
我们跟神有个特殊独特的关系。
That we don't just call him God, we can call him Abba, Father.
我们不光跟照说叫他称呼他为神而已，我们可以跟他说阿爸父。
We get to call him Daddy.
可以跟他说爸爸。
Right, not just O Lord, O King, who I'm afraid of. We get to call God our Daddy.
不光是主啊，君王啊，可以跟他说你是我的父。
But yet, how often do we live as if we're orphans, having no father at all?
很多的时候，我们就像一个孤儿一样，没有父亲的孤儿。
And so, how different would our prayer be if we started to see God as our really as our father?
那我们的感觉会有截然不同，看到神是我们的父。
So, what is Paul asking for?
保罗在问，求问什么呢？
What is he asking that father for?
他让求这个天上的父什么呢？
Verse 16, that according to the riches of his glory, that he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being.
求他按照他丰富的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们的心里的力量刚强起来。
Now, Paul's sentence is usually filled with a lot of modifiers or adjectives or ways to describe.
保罗的这个讲道里面有很多形容词。
See, I'm not that good at describing things, so I'm more like I'm very straightforward.
我讲话比较直接，不太喜欢用这么多的形容词。
So when I read this verse, I'm asking myself, what really is Paul asking for?
在这里，保罗，我在读的时候，保罗到底要什么？
For me, he's just asking God to strengthen your inner being.
在这里，他要的就是让你们的心里的力量能够刚强起
来。Right? He may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being.
让他借他的灵，让你里面心里面有力量。
But why would Paul add adjectives such as according to his riches of his glory, and then with power through his spirit? Why all these extra things?
但是他为什么加了那么多按照他丰富的荣耀，按照他等等等等的这些形容词呢？
Why is Paul asking God that according to the riches of his glory?
为什么他跟神说按照他神那丰富的荣耀来这样祷告呢？
As opposed to, just give us what we need.
跟主为什么不说，就是给我我所需要的东西。
See, this summer I brought my kids back to Taiwan.
这个暑假的时候，我把我的孩子带回台湾了。
We spent a lot of time with my grand, or with their grandfather or my dad.
我跟我的祖父们啊，曾祖父们在一起。
Well, my father, so my kid's grandfather.
Oh, okay. So 他的爸爸和
So my kids will come to me and say, "Daddy, I want a bubble tea or something."
跑过来跟我说我要吃珍珠奶茶。
I will ask him how much does it cost.
我问他多少钱呢
$50-$60 Taiwan money.
大概50-60新台币。
Okay, so I will give him exactly $50-$60. So I don't want them to waste money, right? I'm a good father. I don't want to get more than what they need.
我不要让他们浪费，所以就给他50-60的新台币。
But when the kids go to the grandfather,
如果这个我的孩子去祖父面前
，Guess what did my dad do?
那我的祖父我爸爸跟他做给他什么呢
？Oh, it's $60. Here's $100. Oh, this another $200. Oh, go buy whatever you need. This is here's everything in my wallet. Go buy whatever you want.
他给的不是说给60块钱而已，给100块，这再给你200块，再给你多一点钱，你买什么都行，去买吧。
I'm there next to my dad. Dad, you're spoiling my kids. I don't like that.
我爸，你实在宠坏我的孩子，我不喜欢这样子。
But do you see the difference between according to my need and according to the glorious riches?
大家有没有看到我这样祷告的时候，就是我这样形容是。
And so when Paul goes to God the Father, he's asking God that according to how His Majesty, according to how rich He is, not according to our little pitiful little needs.
保罗这里要的祷告是不是按照我们里面那个可怜的需要，而是看到神丰富的荣耀来祷告
？According to the riches of His glory，
按照他丰富的荣耀。
Reminds me of Revelation chapter 4, right?
我提醒就是让我想到启示录的第四章那里所讲的。
Right, you have God's throne in the middle, and around the throne there's 24 elders on their thrones bowing down to worship.
你看到神的宝座在天上，有24位长老。就是跪下来来敬拜神。
And then you have hundreds, thousands of millions of angels bowing down, worshiping God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty.
成千上万的天使俯伏向神敬拜，说圣哉，圣哉。
There's lightning, there's thunder, it's just an amazing description.
有雷鸣，有闪电，这看到是一个很伟大奇妙的那个情景。
According to that glory.
看到那样的情景。保罗在为这些弟兄们祷告。
So it's a way, in a sense, that Paul is asking God to strengthen us, to bless us with overflowing sense of blessing.
保罗在这里向神祷告，让他们给我们力量，加添给我们力量，也给我们足够的恩典，是上尖下流的这样的恩典。
Way more than what we need, not just.A little sprinkle here, a little pity help there. It's overflowing sense of strength.
远超过我们所需要的，不是给这里一点点，给那里几滴而已，是丰丰满满的，丰丰富富的给我们。
But is strengthening ourselves enough?
只加给我们力量够吗
？Why through your spirit?
为什么要借着他的灵呢
？See, if all God did was to make us stronger,
如果神给我们东西，就让我们更加强壮
，so that we can resist temptation more.
我们可以忍耐，可以忍耐。Yeah.
Those of us old enough, we know that all this will do is to delay the inevitable.
那只说我们这样强忍的话，只是拖长那个必然发生的那个艰难。
Eventually, we'll revert back to our old ways.
总有一天我会变成回到我们的老我的样式。
You see, we can pray all we want for Joe to stop smoking.
我们可以说让 Joe 不要抽烟了。
Or for Timmy to stop watching pornography.
让 Timmy 不要再看黄色的影片。
Or for Dana to stop gossiping.
让那个 Dana 不要再随便说闲话。
We can pray all we want.
我们可以每天就这么祷告。
But if God doesn't strengthen them from the inside,You're just asking God to change their behavior.
如果神不真正在里面加添给力量，让他们刚强起来，只是外面行为的改变而已。
without transforming their heart.
真正里面生命心里面没有转变。
See Ezekiel chapter 36, God says, one day I will put my spirit in you.
在以西结书那里讲到神要把他的灵倾倒在他的儿女的当中。
I will change your heart of stone into a heart of flesh.
把你的实心变成肉心。
And then from inside of their heart, they are going to obey my command.
从我他们的心里面开始来顺服我的灵，顺我的命令。
They are going to, they will want to obey my command.
他期待来顺服我的命令。
Not they have to obey my command.
不是他必须来顺服我的命令。
Right, we parents, we want what's the best for our kids, right?
我们想把最好的给我们的孩子们。
Right, if my daughter or my son, if he can go to Bible study, I'll be so happy.
如果他们能够去查经，我们就很开心了。
If he can memorize the scripture, I'll be even more happier.
他如果能够背一下圣经来，我们真是辛苦欣喜若狂。
If he can stop watching TikTok all day, I'll be even happier.
他如果不是整天这个抖音上面一直看，我可能更开心了。
Even better yet, if he can be respectful.
如果他能够尊重别人
See, all these are good things. I'm not saying these are bad things.
这些都是好事，不是这些是不好的。
But really, how long do you think they will continue this kind of behavior if their hearts are not changed?
如果他们心里面没有真正转变的话，真正他能够这样做，这样的好行为能够坚持多久呢？
The truth is,Unless the Holy Spirit actively changes a person from the inside out,
除非圣灵从里面来改变，一直改变到外面，
where they become a slave to what is right and desires the things of God,
他们只是成为这些做对的事情的奴隶而已，
then you won't have to worry about as much because God is their master.
不是变成奴隶，而是他里面有这个真正的盼望。那时候神就你就不用为他担忧，因为这个神实在是他们的主。
See, otherwise we'll spend all days trying to keep our kids busy, right?
我们花很多的时间让我们的孩子们十分的忙碌。
We'll try to set up programs, find good youth pastors, different after-school activities, so that they'll be out keeping out of trouble.
我们给他花很多的时间做这个活动那个活动，给他们。找一个年轻的牧师，让他们忙到一个地步，他没有时间想歪事儿。
But as soon as opportunities come or something more exciting shows up, they are going to get dragged away.
当一些比你安排那些的这个程序更有兴趣的时候，他们马上就被吸引，被拉走了。
See the reason why our kids, well, actually not just our kids, the reason why us, all of us,
不光是我们的孩子，就是我们每一个人。
Go back to our old ways.
回到我们原本的样子。
It's because we never had the Holy Spirit thoroughly transform who we are from the inside out.
是在因为圣灵没有从里到外完全的让我们改变。
This is why Paul is on his knees begging God that according to his glory, the riches of his glory.
所以保罗在这里屈膝向神祷告，按照神丰富的荣耀。
That he may strengthen Joe, strengthen Tom and Diana from the inside out.
让 Joe, 让 Thomas, Diana, 他里面外面都同样刚强起来。
That through his spirit, Christ may dwell in the hearts through faith.
按照他的能力，让神住基督住在我们里面，靠着我们的信。
That we may be rooted and grounded in love.
让我们在主里面是有根有基的。
Verse 17.
在十七节那里。
So Paul is asking God to strengthen his to strengthen his people so that Christ can dwell in the hearts through faith, right?
在这里，当我们被神坚强起来的时候，基督就借着我们的信住在我们的里面。
But you ask yourself.Isn't Christ dwelling in us already?
那你会问这个问题，好像这个基督不已经住在我们里面了吗？
Right, you know, when you go evangelize, when you go tell your friends, if you confess your sin, and pray that invite Christ to come in, he comes in, right?
如果你常常这样去传福音，你这样祷告悔改之后，让 主住在你里面，主就住在你里面，不是吗？
So Christ is in us already. Am I right?
这个主神已经在我，基督已经在我里面，不是吗？
If this is the case, why is Paul on his knees begging God?
那为什么保罗还是屈膝这样去祷告呢？
Begging God so that Christ can be in our hearts.
为什么还是去祷告，将基督住在我们的里面呢？
Honestly, I think we take Christ in our hearts too casually.
我们好像是把基督放在我们里面这件事情处理的十分的随便。
See, do we realize who we have invited in when we invited Christ as our Savior?
当我们这约请基督成为我们的救主的时候，我们真正知道我们约请了谁吗？
See, we're talking about Jesus.
我们在讲耶稣。
The beloved Son of God.
是神的独一的爱子。
The firstborn of all creation.
是在万事以前首生的。
Not just a friend, you know. He is our friend, but he's not just another friend.
不光是他的确是我们的朋友，但是不是我们另外一个朋友而已。
But when we are talking about inviting the Son of God into our hearts, we better be strengthened.
当我们约请这个神的儿子住在我们里面的时候，我们应当刚强起来。
And we need the Spirit to do so much work of transformation in us so that Christ may dwell in our hearts.
实在我们更需要神在我们里面不断的转变我们的心，让真正的让主真正能够住在我们里面。
So Christ is not just somebody who comes in once a week or twice a week.
这个主，这个基督不光是就有时候一两周来一次。
That he will dwell in our hearts through faith.
他住在我们里面，常住在我们里面，靠着我们的信。
And then Paul uses terms here in verse 17. He dwells, he's rooted, and he's grounded.
他讲到这里有根有基等等。
So Paul is asking for a deeper experience between Christ and his people.
他讲到我们跟基督有一个深的一个关系。
For Christ to be at home in our hearts instead of just as a guest.
的时候就住在像住在家里面一样，不是只是来探访。
Remember in Matthew's when Jesus talked about the parable of the sower?
你还记得那个律法师的那个比喻吗？
Right, the farmer goes out, throws seeds everywhere.
那个他到处去播种。
And then some fell on the path walk, some fell on rocky grounds, some fell in thorns, and some fell on good soil.
有的落在落旁，有的落在石头地里面，有的落在荆棘的里面，有的好土的里面。
Right, the ones that fell on rocky ground, Jesus said, those are the people who heard the word, accepts the word, gets excited, but the words never took root.
住在那个土浅石头地的里面，他听到了福音，觉得很开心、很兴奋，但是根很浅。
And then those fell on the thorns, they grew a little more, but because the worries of life, excitements in life, things of life, they cannot prosper.
在荆棘里面所长的那些种子，因为世上的思虑、世上的各样的诱惑，让他们没有生长。没有办法结果。
The seeds that fell in the path walk, the rocks, the thorns, they are seeds but never took root.
那些落在路旁的，落在土浅石头地的，落在荆棘里面的，虽然他们还是真正的种子，但是没有办法结果。
Because there's no root, they cannot prosper.
因为那个根不够扎实，所以不能够结果。
See, the thing is, so many people attend church service.
很多很多的人去参加各样的聚会。
For whatever reason, we go to church service. We even listen to online sermons. Or we go to retreats.
我们去聚会，去网上的圣经，甚至到特会的里面。
But as soon as life becomes easy, church becomes an inconvenience.
有的时候这个生活出现问题，觉得来教会是不方便的事情的时候。
Right, kids got this program, got this recitals, this practice, this lessons, competitions.
小孩子有很多的竞赛，有很多的表演等等等等。
And then I got overtime, I got to do stuff at work. And then for some reason, after COVID, there's a lot of people who go on vacations.
有很多 有很多的这个加班我太忙了，有的时候我要去旅游。
Like for all sorts of reasons.
很多很多的原因。
Fellowship, coming to church, attending retreats, all this becomes an inconvenience.
去参加聚会去参加特会都变得很不方便。
Kids and adults are all the same.
大人小孩都是一样的。
A lot of times it's because people never took root.
因为为什么呢？是因为里面没有根基。
They were never grounded.
从来没有一个美好的根基。
Jesus was never their priority.
主耶稣从来不是他的优先的地位在他生命里面。
See, Christians who doesn't have roots deeply and grounded in Christ, they will never comprehend the full love of God.
没有根基的这样的基督徒没法完全明白神的爱。
We need to ask ourselves, where do I go for stability and nourishment?
我们去哪里找那些安定，去哪里找那些滋润呢？
When I'm stressed out, when I'm all beat up,When I'm hurt, who do I go to? Where do I go?
当我们这个压力过重的时候，当我们受不了的时候，我去哪里？
Is Jesus a guest in my house who I only invite out when I need him?
神，这个主耶稣只是我们家里的客人，我需要的时候再把他约请过来吗？
Or are you so rooted and grounded in Christ that it will kill you to uproot from him?
还是他真正的我们扎根在他的里面？如果把我们拔出来的话，我们会死。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
May have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
So Paul continues that the reason to be rooted and grounded in love.Is for people to have the strength to comprehend. With go ahead.
You finish.
Oh, is to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge.
在这里讲到我们在主里面有根基，是为了让我们有这样的经历，在主里的经历可以跟众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
See, most of us have been in church most of our lives, or all of our lives.
有很多人在教会，很花很多的时间，甚至一生都长在教会的里面。
Right, we attend Sunday school.
我们去参加主日学。
We listen to a lot of sermons.
听很多很多的信息。
It feels like we know everything there is to know about Jesus.
好像是我们对主什么主的所有的事情都明白了。
Are you asking the kid, who is Jesus?
我们问一下孩子，主耶稣是谁啊？
He's my friend. He's the son of God. He died for me.
他是我的朋友，他的是神的儿子，他为我死了。
A lot of times we feel like it's enough for us to come to church. It's even and if we serve, that's even better.
我觉得有的时候我们觉得这样就够了，他们来教会这样就够了，或者他们有一点服侍，那就好的无比了。
Right, I give donations, I pay attention doing sermons, I don't play with my phones, I don't do drugs.
那我好好的听讲，我还奉献，我也不吸毒。
I don't cheat on my wife. I'm a good student. I'm an honest worker. I lead small group. I even pray during communion.
我也不这是有外遇，我这是好好的工作，有的时候剥饼的时候我还祷告呢。
But Paul gets on his knees to pray for God to open up people's hearts.
这里面保罗在父面前屈膝，让众人的心被神打开。
To give them strength so that they may comprehend the love of Christ, which is so much more than.Just attending your church.
给他们有能力，让他们能以明白神，不光是只是来聚会而已。
See, Christ is so much bigger than us attending church. It's so much bigger than our kids getting into a good college, getting good SAT scores. Our kids Christ is so much bigger than that.
这个基督比这一切更大，比我们说让。我们来聚会而已，或者我们孩子们可以上个好大学，比这大太多了。
Paul is on his knees begging God to help these people to see how wide and how long, high and deep is the love of Christ.
在这里面看，让保罗就屈膝，让求神开我们的眼睛，让我们看到神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
See, this is not just head knowledge. This is not just I know about Christ.
这不光是我们头脑里面知道神这么回事。
This is to experience Christ so that Christ and you have this intimate relationship.
这里面跟神在亲密中来经历神。
Interesting, Paul uses the term surpasses knowledge.
在这里面是长阔高深。
Verse 9, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge.
并知道这些爱是过于人所测度的，过于知识的。
So how do you know something that surpasses knowledge?
我们怎么知道一些超越我们知识的认知的那些的东西呢？
Again, like most of us know, our kids know.
我们很多人都知道，我们孩子也知道。
God so loved the world that He gave His only Son.
神爱他的儿子，甚至把他的独生子赐给他们。
We have all fall short of God's glory, right? We're all sinners.
我们好像是看到，就每一个人都亏缺了神的荣耀，我们都知道。
But then Christ came and saved us. God, Christ is our Savior.
那基督是我们的救主，他来了救我们。
See, we know.
我们好像知道了。
Just like we know about many things else in this world.
就像我们在世上知道很多属世的东西一样。
A lot of times it's like, yeah, I know Jesus loved me. Yeah, tell me something I don't know.
我知道主爱我，告我一些我不知道的东西吧。
And so why is Paul on his knees?
保罗为什么在屈膝祷告？
How do you know something beyond knowing?
好，我们怎么知道那些我们不可知的东西呢？
See, the thing is, Paul is not just talking about something we can, some information for us to download.
不光是我们，保罗给我们一些东西可以在网络下载一些的信息而已。
Do you know there are many biblical scholars or seminary professors who knows everything about the Bible, but they still don't know Christ?
你知道很多很多的这个神学的教授，神学家们知道很多关于圣经的信息，但是他不认识神吗？
They have not experienced the love of Christ.
他们没有经历神的爱。
Or gifted worship leaders who led people to cry and weep to spiritual highs only for themselves to quit church or quit God altogether.
那些那个很有经验的这个带聚会的人，让人哭泣，让人好像归向神，但是他们自己却离开了教会。
They too do not know the love of Christ.
他们也是不知道神的爱。
See, this isn't just information.
这不光是信息而已。
This is not just something we get tested on when we go to heaven. This requires transformation.
这不是我们去天堂的门前需要经过的考试，而是我们里面的真正的转变。
See, I shared before that I came to the States from Taiwan when I was age of 10.
我跟大家分享过，我大概8到10岁之间，我从台湾来到这里。
For me, it was painful.
来到这里实在十分的痛苦。
But for my parents, it's even more painful.
对我父母来说是更加的痛苦。
They have to uproot from a culture and environment they are comfortable with to a completely brand new environment where they are strangers in a strange land.
从他们熟悉的环境中被连根拔起，来到一个地方是他成为一个客旅，在一个地方他们不熟悉的环境中寻找生活。
And then so especially my mom, she will always tell me, "Do you know what price we have paid?"
你特别是我的妈妈，知道我们付了多大的代价吗
？Do you know I quit my awesome job for you to come here?
让我把我的很好的工作持续，就是为了你来到这里。
I sacrifice all these, everything that I have, because I love you. I want to give you a new opportunity.
我把这些一切都牺牲了，就是为了你，希望你得到更好的机会。
Do you know how much we love you?
知道我多爱你吗？
You know, as a stupid little kid, I'm like, yeah, of course I know, but you're being annoying.
我很愚蠢的小孩的时候，我当然知道你爱我，但是你太烦了。
Ma, I have friends back in Taiwan. I had fun. I could bike anywhere. I can buy anything I wanted. I can't do any of that here. I hate this place.
我那边有朋友，我在这里其实玩很玩的好玩的东西，买好吃的东西。我实在很讨厌来到美国。
If you love me, you will bring me back to Taiwan.
如果你爱我，你把我带回台湾去。
Now, I was a really dumb kid back then.
那时候我很笨。
And I was really stubborn.
我也很倔强。
I did everything I could to resist being American.
我尽我所有的能力就不要来美国。
I did not try to study English. I did not try to participate in school. I did not try to integrate myself.
我不要读英文，我也不要参加学校的一些的科目，我也不愿意跟当地人接触。
But little did I know that my mom never stopped praying for me.
但是我知道我的妈妈不断的为我祷告。
I don't know how often or how much.What she said or what she prayed.
但是我也不知道她到底说了什么，她到底祷告多少。
Because I know at one point in her life, she pretty much gave up on me.
有的时候她也真是放弃了我。
She could not, there's nothing else but prayer.
她没有其他任何的方法，只能为她祷告。
All she did was pray for me.
她只是为我祷告而已。
And then sometime around the 8th grade, I suddenly clicked.
那在八年级的时候，突然，哎，有东西头脑里有个转变。
Like I feel like something changing, something opened up in my heart.
突然间，我的心被打开了。
I realized the sacrifice. I realized everything my parents did for me.
我看到我父母的牺牲，他们为我所做的一切。
They really do love me.
他真的爱我。
They really do want the best for me.
他真的要把最好的给我。
What a little brat I was.
我是从前何样的一个悖逆的人。
I was ashamed. I felt pathetic. I felt I was embarrassed.
我觉得自己很可怜，觉得自己很害羞。
I wanted to be better.
我想变好。
Starting eighth grade, I don't know. I really don't know what happened, but.I started to change.
八年级的时候，我里面就开始转变。我不知道发生了什么事情，但是我里面就愿意改变。
My mom, I remember she made a testimony in our church.
那时候我妈妈还在教会做了个见证。
She said, "I don't know what happened to Henry."
我不知道他发生了什么事情在他身上。
He's like a different person.
好像突然人变得不一样的人。
Supernatural transformation of the heart.
好像是在里面有一个超自然的一个改变。
Yes, I know my mother loved me.
我知道我妈妈爱我。
But that's just head knowledge.
那只是头脑里面的知识而已。
Until God did something to my heart, that was only head knowledge.
直到神在我里面做心里面做工作的时候，那是头脑里面的认知而已。
Do you know how ridiculous it is to believe, to really believe that the Son of God will love you?
你知道这是相信神的儿子爱你是一个何等稀奇的事情吗？
Like we all take it for granted because we know it so much already.
我们不光是觉得这是自然而然的而已，我们知道那么多了。
But take a second, right? The Son of God, the Author of all creations, the firstborn of all creations, who angels worship, he loves me.
我们再停下来想一下，这个神的儿子，这个宇宙的创始人，这个所有事情的创造者，这个天使来敬拜的那一位，他爱你。
See, we can sit here.And go through all the Hebrew, the Greek, or even the Chinese, what it means for God to love you.
我们可以把这个不同的译文，无论从这个希伯来文还是希腊文还是even中文，这些译文把说神爱你到底是什么意思？
But to know the love of Christ,
真正能够认识神的爱，
that is not just information.
不光是一个信息而已。
We need to experience it.
我们需要经历它。
In order to experience it,
我们需要经历它，必须要怎么做呢？
Paul needs to get on his knees, beg and pray before the God. Before God.
保罗需要在父面前屈膝。
Again, Paul can preach all day.
保罗可以每天不断的讲道。
He's the best preacher that ever walked this earth.
他实在在世上讲道讲的最棒的一位。
But in order for his church, in order for us to carry the cross and offer ourselves as a living sacrifice,
为了当时的教会和我们今天可以愿意把自己的献上身体献上成为活祭，
Paul can't do that.
保罗他自己无法做到。
Not even with his preaching.
就是他自己那么棒的讲道也没有办法。
Except when Paul gets on his knees to pray.
除非他屈膝在父面前。
He prays that God, I want you to let this child know how much you love him.
他跟父神说，我父啊，我让你，求你帮助这个孩子知道他你是何等爱他。
I can't make them know how much you love them.
我实在没办法教导他们，让他们解释你多么爱他。
Even if this is my own child, I can't make her love you.
但是就是我自己的孩子，我也没办法让他去爱你。
Like I can send them to the best Christian school, I can make them memorize the whole Bible. I still can't make them love you.
我可以把他放在一个最好的基督教学校里面，我可以让他把整个圣经都背下来，但是我没办法让他爱你。
Unless God supernaturally transforms a person,
除非神你奇妙的把他里面改变。
From the inside through the Holy Spirit,
从里面从用着圣灵。
Knowledge will stay knowledge,
知识还停在知识。
And not touch the heart,
实在没有办法摸着他们的心。
Lastly,
最后
in verse 19,
十九节。
Last phrase Paul concludes with, so that you may be filled with the fullness of God.
让你被神的一切所充满。
You may be filled with the fullness of God.
被神的丰满而充满。
See, in the natural world,
在一个自然的环境下，
anything empty or any kind of vacuum is going to get filled with something.
任何一个空的东西都被一些东西来充满。
Right, if I empty this bottle, right now it's filled with water.
这里面都是水。
If I empty it, it's going to be filled with what?
如果把它全部空掉，它会被什么来充满呢？
Air, right?
被空气来充满。
If I fill with garbage,
如果把它放在垃圾放在里面。
The air is going to come out because it's filled with garbage.
那些空气出来，因为垃圾丢进去了。
See, our heart is the same thing.
Sorry.
Our heart is the same. It's not going to stay empty.
我们的心不会永远空在那里。
Something is going to fill it.
有些东西会要一定要充在里面。
Question is, what do we fill our hearts with?
我们把什么放在我们的心里呢？
We have 24 hours a day. What do we...Use those time on.
我们一天二十小时，我们花在什么，在什么事情上？
On the way here, actually, I was listening to the radio. I heard something very interesting.
在这里来到这个路上的时候，我听这个广播，听了一些有趣的事情。
The programmers or the researchers of TikTok.
那个 TikTok 的那个研究者。
They learned that it takes about 260 videos to get you addicted.
需要只要260个这个短剧就可以让你上瘾。
And those videos are short, so all you gotta do is swipe, 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 swipe.
那些小小的录影都是很短的，你只要拨来拨去。
260 is only.Half an hour,
大概是半个小时，一个小时时间，你就可以看。
All they need to do is get you to spend half an hour to an hour on TikTok, and then you will be addicted.
你知道那个 TikTok 上，你只要花半个小时到一个小时之间，你就上瘾了。
What are we filling our time with?
我们把什么东西来充斥在我们的时间的里面
？Throughout the Bible, God makes it clear that He wants to fill our hearts with His goodness.
整个圣经里面，神让我们里面充满他的美好。
God wants us to experience all His fullness.
让我们充能够经历他的那个丰富。
Not just some of his goodness. He says all of his goodness.
不光是一部分的那个美好，是他一切的美善。
But the tragic is we don't necessarily want his fullness.
问题是我们不见得渴慕被他的一切的美善充满。
We just want some of his fullness.
我们只要一点点就行了。
So you may ask yourself, yeah, that's not me. I'm not that devout. Maybe for somebody like Billy Graham, Washburne, or Spurgeon, or Paul, or Peter, I'm just nobody, right?
你会说我也不是什么有名的人物，大概那些事情大概是像Billy Graham。或者是斯布珍，或者是尼托生，或者保罗、彼得，他们有这样经历就行了。
Right, it's I have enough trouble coming to church on time. You want me to experience God's fullness?
我来教会不迟到都很难的。你真的让我被神的美善充满吗
？If I can do devotions like 5 days out of 7 and not get into fights with my wife or my kids, I'll be happy.
如果我7天里面有5天能够有灵修的时间，不跟我太太和孩子吵架，你已经就很不错了。
You want me to experience all the fullness of God's grace.
你让我真正能够经历神一切的丰富，开什么玩笑
？Maybe for somebody else, definitely not me.
别人可以这样，可能我没希望了。
See, the problem is we are not thinking the way Paul is thinking.
实在我们没有用保罗的心思思路去思想。
See, we're not thinking, God, I want you to fill me up. We're not thinking like that.
我们不是说主啊，我要你来充满我。
We're still thinking, how is it possible?
我们在想怎么可能
？Maybe for him,
也许
definitely not me.
绝对我不太可能。
That's why there's verse 20, right?
这里面。有二十节。
Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think.
神照着运行在我们心里的大能大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想。
According to the power at work within us.
照着他运行在我们心里的大能大力。
According to the power of work that's within us.
运行在我们心里的大能大力。
See, we tend to forget who we are praying to.
我们常常忘掉我们到底跟谁去祷告。
But Paul is saying there's a power within us.
这里讲到我们里面有个能力。
Not within Paul.
不是保罗他自己独特的。
Not within Peter.
不光是彼得里面。它独特的
，Not within Henry，
不是 Henry 里面独特的
，But within us，
在我们里面的大能大力。
Each and every single one of us have the potential to experience the fullness of God's love。
是在我们每一个人都有这样的机会，可以经历神的丰富的来充满我们。
Question is, do you want it？
问题是我们要不要，愿不愿意
？See, if we have a Bible, if we have a Bible test right now。
如果我们有个圣经的测验
，We probably will pass it, right?
大概你可以会通过的。
Right? Does Jesus love me? Yes.
Jesus, 主耶稣爱我吗
？How do you prove it? He died on the cross.
他在十字架上为我们钉死。
How do you know that? The Bible tells me so.
你为什么知道呢？因为圣经告诉我们的。
Right, we even sing songs about it.
我们可以还是编首歌来唱。
But to know the love of Christ that surpasses understanding.
是真正让我们知道超越我们的那个能所求所想的。
To be filled with the fullness of God，
让我们里面被神来充满。
You absolutely need a miracle。
你实在需要一个奇迹。
And that starts with a genuine and desperate prayer before God the Father。
这里需要从祷告，从那个无助的祷告来开始。
Parents，
父母们。
We love our kids, right?
我们爱我们的父孩子们
，right? I don't see any heads nodding, right? We love our kids, right?
我们爱我们的孩子吧。
Okay, there, much better. And so we want what is the best for them?
你真正让他们得到什么最好的东西呢
So, especially as Asians, right? We want our kids to have the best education.
我们做东方人的，希望我们的孩子们得到最好的教育。
Just like my mother, she brought me to the United States so that I can have the best education.
所以，就像我妈妈一样，把我从远东带到美国，让我这里读好大学。
Right, we'll send them to classes, get them to sports games, and sign them up for all these kind of music lessons, and we'll pay for anything that will give them the edge.
那希望他上一个好的一些的学校，让他们去参加各样的体育运动，让他们学各样的乐器。只要他们愿意，我们就愿意付钱。
But do we dare to pray for our kids the way Paul prayed for this church?
我们真的愿意，真的敢像保罗为自己的孩子们，这样祷告，为自己孩子们祷告吗？
That Christ may dwell in our children, rooted and grounded, so that they can comprehend the love of Christ.
让我们的孩子可以在里面有根有基，让他明白神的爱是何等长阔高深。
And be filled with the fullness of God.
让他里面被神的丰富而充满。
I would think that is infinitely better than getting into a fancy college or even a lucrative job.
我想这些完全就是不这个跟那个让他们进了好的一个特别的大学或者一个有钱的很高薪水的收入。无法跟这个相比。
What would our next generation look like if we teach them how to prioritize?
我们下一代应该会变得多么美好，如果真正让他们知道什么是生活的重点。
If we parents start to pray like this.
如果我们真正的做父母的为孩子这样的祷告。
And for the kids, I don't know how many kids are here.
为这里面的孩子们，年轻人们。
We're all kids. We all have parents, right?
所有的孩子们都有他你们的父母。
Do you know that parents need strengthening too?
你知道你的父母们也需要力量吗？
Doesn't matter how tough or how old or how mature they may appear, they also need strengthening.
不管是他们多老或者里面多刚强或者多成熟，他们里面需要力量。
Especially church elders and deacons, they especially need strengthening.
特别是在教会中的领袖，他们里面更需要有力量。
Can you find in your heart to pray for the strengthening of your parents?
你可以为你的父母心里面能够刚强来祷告吗？
Strengthening of your leaders.
让这里面的领袖们为他们祷告吗？
Strengthening of your brothers and sisters.
让为你的弟兄姊妹们来祷告吗？
That according to the riches of the Father,
按照神一切的丰富,
that he may strengthen them through the power of his Holy Spirit.
让他的灵, 借着他的灵, 让他们的力量也同样的刚强起来。
What would your family look like if your parents have been deeply rooted in the love of Christ?
你的家应该是何等样, 不样的不同, 如果你的父母们在神的爱里面有根有基。
I know when I read verses like this in the back of my head, it's like, yeah, sounds good, but maybe not for my family.
也许你读了这段经文之后，你觉得听起来还不错，但是好像我们家不太实际哦。
Maybe for other people, but definitely not for me.
对别人可能比较好一点，对我来说不太实际。
But verse 20 says, "Now to him who's able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think."
在这里面讲到。超过我们所想所求的。
Do you know? Do you believe that God can do far more than you and I can ever imagine?
你相信神能够在我们中间所成就的，远超过我们能够想象到的。
What is stopping you from praying this prayer?
那你为什么不这样祷告呢？
Amen.
Amen.
That's a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, when we read a passage like this, we are just stunned.
主啊，当我们读到这样的这个经文的时候，我们里面何等的精确。
We're excited, we're also afraid.
我们里面很兴奋，但是我们也有惧怕。
We're excited at what you can do to us.
我们知道你在我们中间能够所成就能够成就的。
We are also afraid what you will do to us.
我们也怕你在我们中间成就这样的事儿。
So Lord, we pray.
主啊，我们祷告。
that you may help us to overcome our unbelief,
帮助我们的不信,
so that we may pray boldly and courageously for you to come and strengthen us from the inside out.
让我们能够没有惧怕有刚强的在主面前祷告在我们中间成就
That your Holy Spirit may bring upon in us such a transformation that we cannot help but to give you the glory and praise that you deserve.
让你圣灵在我们这边工作让我们得到转变我们没法停止让把荣耀都归给你
That the fullness of the Father may be so evident in us.
让父神一切的丰富在我们明显的能够显露出来
That we may truly know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge.
让我们真正明白神的爱超过我们所能够测量的、测度的。
And so we pray that you and you alone may receive all the glory and honor and praise.
我们这样祷告，让你和你自己完全，唯有你自己得到完全的荣耀。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.